This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KJ in Richmond, you're on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing after this wonderful Monday with the Bears victory? How about that, huh?
We're doing
go Bears!
Doing great!
Doing fine.
Yeah, who loves you, baby? Hey, I want to talk about this upcoming Minnesota reference. Minnesota Vikings, the guy with the horn. That was goofy. I can't say it, right? and the Bears, the line, the offensive Minnesota line against our defensive Bears line. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, if it's defensive line against defensive line, they've changed the rules of the game. If you mean they're, you're talking about the Vikings defensive line against the Bears offensive line?
No. I'm talking about the Vikings offensive line against the Bears defensive line.
I like the Bears' chances because they have Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know that.
But they got a bunch of first rounders, right?
Who's that? The Vikings?
Yeah.
Well, most teams do.
Right, but I think they're like overloaded on the defensive line. But
they have too many offensive linemen.
Yeah, but
pardon me.
You think they have too many offensive linemen?
It hasn't.
No,
really...
I used to be an offensive lineman, but they kicked me off the team. They said I was too dangerous against the other team.
What were you doing?
I was a defensive lineman, and I would go through the offensive line like a hot knife through butter. And they used to say, "Who's going to stop this crazy guy?" And too bad, you know, I'd go after the quarterback, and the quarterback would run for his life. But I couldn't catch up with him. I was too slow, right? But I made him run. So what I used to do is I used to throw the running backs into the quarterback.
Okay. This is at what level of the game are we talking about?
Oh, high school, but they kicked me off the team. They said I was too dangerous against the opposing team.
Who said that?
My coach.
So you were so good they had to kick you off the team?
Yep.
Ah.
Hmm.
Are you sure that's why?
Well, I was a partier, too.
Oh, well, see, that does it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Yeah,
because usually if you get a guy who's that disruptive and dangerous, that's the guy that they really like.
You know how much I weigh?
I don't.
Right now or back then?
Right now. And, well, in my playing days, I was, like, super quick. I was lateral. My lateral movement was extremely quick. And they kept me out of the weight room. They said I was strong enough.
They kept you out of the weight room?
Huh?
They kept you out of the weight room?
Yeah, because they said I was strong enough and I didn't need to lift any more weights.
Well, how did they keep you out if you were able to throw running backs into quarterbacks? I imagine that was difficult.
Well, I used to do, what do they call those, push-ups, right? So I used to do push-ups and I developed real strong. And they used to have me lifting things and I used to play king of the raft and no one could kick me off the raft. I'm a little short, stocky guy. My feet are like 29 inches long, and I'm 6 feet tall.
Wait.
Didn't know Will Perdue called the show?
Wait.
This is like something out of the Monster Manual.
Your feet cannot be 29 inches long.
No, I'm talking on my legs. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Your legs. Okay.
Yeah, my legs are 29 inches long on a 7 foot frame.
29
inch long
feet?
Wait, 7 feet? Wait, 7 foot frame, did you just say?
Yeah, I'm 7 feet tall. I mean, 6 feet tall.
Okay.
And my legs are 29 inches long, right? You know, I get it wrong sometimes, right?
Okay.
And I used to play center. I was a long snapper. You know, they told me, make sure that the kickers or the guy, the placeholder's hands don't move, and I was real good at that. So I was a long snapper, too. I was a tackle, offensive tackle. I was a center.
Mm-hmm.
I played all four positions on the defensive line. I played end and tackle. Any place they put me, no one could stop me. That's just the way it was. I won a trophy, you know, and all that stuff. You know, I got a trophy.
What was the trophy for?
I was the captain. was the captain of our intramural squadron because they said you can't play high school football, so they put me on intramurals where it's the high school guys against the high school guys in the same school, and then no one wanted to play me because I just ripped everybody up.
Did you go on to play college ball?
They said I could have gotten a scholarship to Colorado or something like that, but I didn't go because I wasn't on the varsity anymore. They wouldn't let me on the varsity. They just said he's too dangerous, and I'm from the inner city of Chicago, and I got that inner city attitude, you know what I mean?
What's an inner city attitude?
Gangbangers.
Okay, well, maybe that has something to do with it.
I mean, that's right.
All right, KJ, thank you for this Bears Monday pleasure.
You guys have a wonderful life.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.